añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma, píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vowel RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo, horario de mañana o tarde, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades, ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia. Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio.
Welcome to the salad, thanks for listening today. I really have a lot of things that I would like to say. It's a fun, informative radio show, featuring lots of things you really want to know. So it's, yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Are you hungry for some salad? Yes, welcome to the salad once again. Now, let me begin by saying, some of you may have seen an announcement on social media, etc., but the salad has a new daily time slot. We say un hueco. No, horario, time slot. So as of Monday, next Monday, which is the 20th, we'll be live every day from 5 to 6 p.m. So it's going to be an hour-long show from 5 to 6 p.m. So you may be surprised if you tune in at the normal time of 7:30. It won't be the salad, but the salad's from 5 to 6 p.m., of course. If you can't listen to it at that time, you can listen to all the salads on iVox, of course, all the iVox, all the podcasts of all the Vaughan Radio shows are on there. Okay, if you can't catch it live. Okay, salad listeners, so Monday, a new time slot for the salad, an hour-long program from 5 to 6 p.m., so join us. That's right. Now then, what else do we have? Of course, well, let me introduce the show. Let's have a look. Yes, well, we have, of course, salad news bits. Yes, a very interesting news item today. And Grammar Point, Alan Parsons will be here with another follow-up class on words ending with ever. You may remember we have we had whoever and whenever. Okay. Now we have, I believe it's wherever, but I don't take my word for it. Alan will tell us when he comes on live. Now then, what else do we have? Of course, we also have our conundrum. Now, today I've been a bit distracted with a lot of things going on, so I forgot my conundrum, so I had to, walking here with my, listening to music, I thought, oh no, the conundrum. So I just, popped one and picked one off the top of my head. This is actually a common expression in English, an idiom, you could say, or a common saying, okay? good one to learn. So it is today. Here's our conundrum. Pick blank someone your own size. Pick blank someone your own size. A popular expression, a popular saying in English. Pick blank someone your own size. Stay tuned. At the end of the program, we'll reveal the answer and talk a little bit more about that expression, okay? But right now, it's time for
Salad News Bits.
Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Here comes our headline today. Kew Gardens. The Royal Botanical Gardens breaks the record for the largest plant collection. So in London, Kew Gardens, it's the Botanical Gardens. And I remember going there, you know, when I was a kid. Oh, a teenager. Well, I guess a kid a teenager? Or is a teenager a kid? I think so. That's right. So I remember going there when I was young. So Kew Gardens, K-E-W. So if you're ever in London, if you go to Kew Gardens, it's the Royal Botanical Gardens. So Kew Gardens, the Royal Botanical Gardens, breaks the record for the largest plant collection. That's right. Is that the largest plant collection in the UK, in England, in the world? Well, let's go over to London to find out more about this. We have Simon Hallow live from the Royal Botanic Gardens in London.
Yes, that's right, Dave. I'm here in Kew Gardens, a beautiful place. And yes, obviously there are many, many plants here, of course. So Kew Gardens has set a new record for the largest living plant collection at a single site, according to the Guinness World Records.
Wow. So, Kew Gardens, the Royal Botanic Gardens. I always said botanical gardens when I was a kid, but anyway. So, it set a new record for the largest living plant collection at a single site. Okay, according to the Guinness World Records, or GWR. Must be in the world if it's the Guinness World Records. Okay, must be the largest living plant collection in the world.
So established in 1759, the Royal Botanic Gardens, or RBG, at Kew, had 16,900 unique plant species as of May 2019. Now, this makes it the most diverse collection of living flora at a single-site botanical garden.
I see. Yes, so, okay. That makes sense. So, there are 16,900 unique species. I mean, that's that. The date there is as of May 2019. Okay, but that's absolutely established and certified. So makes it the most diverse collection of living flora at a single site botanic garden. Okay. So, of all the botanical gardens in the world, or botanic gardens in the world, it has the most diverse and the biggest collection, or the largest collection of plants.
Now, the Director of Horticulture at the RBG, Royal Botanic Gardens, called the award a fantastic accolade. He said, and I quote here, so in inverted commas, "We are absolutely thrilled to hold the record for the largest living plant collection. It reinforces the importance of botanic gardens around the world as not only beautiful places to enjoy, but as essential hubs of inspiration and education."
Okay. So, of course, they're thrilled, very proud. So, and it reinforces the importance of botanic gardens around the world. That's interesting what he said here. Not only are they beautiful places to enjoy, because just going there, spending the day there is wonderful, but they're essential hubs of inspiration and education. So a hub, we're hearing this word quite a lot. We see a lot in business. This is the hub. you know. But anyway, in this case, it's a botanical garden. It's a hub, a main center, if you like. A center or a hub for inspiration and education, absolutely.
Kew Gardens expects the record number of plants to rise significantly when it completes an ongoing stock take of all its collections. Now, the UNESCO World Heritage Site contains many record-breaking plants, including the Titan arum, officially the world's tallest and smelliest plant.
Ah, so this is a UNESCO World Heritage Site? Okay. Now, it has many record-breaking plants. Well, I'm getting my tongue is getting twisted here. Record-breaking plants, including the Titan arum, officially the world's tallest and smelliest plant. So it has those two accolades. It's not only the tallest plant, but the smelliest as well.
In 2020, a specimen at the nursery at Kew earned the award for the longest Nepenthes plant trap, measuring 16.9 inches. That's 43 centimeters from the base to the lid.
Ah, yes. So it's like a fly trap. It's a plant with a trap, una trampa, planta trampa. So it has the longest Nepenthes plant trap. So that's 43 centimeters. Incredible.
Also managed by the Royal Gardens at a Kew is the world's largest seed repository, the Millennium Seed Bank, based in Kew's satellite Wakehurst facility in West Sussex. Now, the bank contains more than 2.4 billion seeds from almost 40,000 specimens. So it's incredible. So it has many, many things to offer, all kinds of records. It's UNESCO World Site. Has the tallest and smelliest plant in the world, among other things. And yes, it's it broke the record for the largest plant collection at any one site. So incredible. So anyone who's here in London, obviously, check out Kew Gardens, the Royal Botanic Gardens. So here from London, back to the studio, Dave.
Thank you very much, Alan. So Kew Gardens, a wonderful place. The biggest seed repository also. Now then, you heard it here on Salad News Bits. Grammar points! Hello, yes, welcome to Grammar Point, where we get serious with English grammar. Now we have Alan Parsons, our grammar expert. He's right here. Alan, how are you?
Yes, that's right there. Very well indeed. So, you know, as you mentioned at the beginning of the program, we worked with whoever. Now I'd like to work with, we worked with whoever and whenever, should I say, I believe. So it's time to work with wherever.
Wherever. That's right.
So, yes, very interesting. So, vayas donde vayas.
Ah, vayas donde vayas. Okay, wherever you go, etc. So, we're looking at sentences here, examples with wherever. Very interesting. Or, donde quiera que, vayas donde vayas, donde quiera que. Is that right? Yeah, donde quiera que, okay. So, wherever. Very interesting, salad listeners, wherever. So, we're looking at, you know, words ending in ever, so this is interesting. Very useful to get into your active English. Okay, so let's practice with these. This is the interactive part of the program, okay? So, Alan's prepared some examples. All we have to do is translate these into perfect English using wherever. Okay, are you ready? Let's go. It's time for our first example with wherever. This is Grammar Points.
Right. Right, okay, our first example here. Vayas donde vayas, recuerda donde vienes y a donde vas.
So vayas donde vayas, recuerda donde vienes y a donde vas. Wherever you go, remember, what do you think? Where you came from and where you're going. ¿Dónde vas? So how would you say where you're going? ¿Y dónde estás yendo? Okay. So we'd use the gerund here, where you're going. Not where you go, where you're going. Where you came from, where you're going. So wherever you go, you have the option to say wherever you go in the world if you want to. Remember, where you came from and where you're going. Excellent. Very useful. So wherever. Let's have another one.
Siempre bebo agua embotellada, vaya donde vaya, de vacaciones.
Right. I always drink bottled water wherever I go on holiday. Okay, wherever I go. That's right. So bottled water. Agua embotellada, bottled water, wherever I go on holiday. Excellent. Are you interacting with us here? Are you practicing your English? I hope so. Let's have another one.
Siempre encontrarás a alguien que hable inglés donde quiera que vayas en Europa.
Well, I suppose so. So you'll always find someone who speaks English. Alguien que hable inglés is third person singular. So someone who, it's a person. Okay. So you'll always find someone who speaks English wherever you go in Europe. Okay. Do you agree with that sentence? Will you always find someone who speaks English wherever you go in Europe? Okay. Well, I'm not sure. Now then, let's have another example. Let's keep going.
Ahí donde fuimos en Turquía, la gente era muy amable.
Right, so ahí donde fuimos en Turquía. Now here we can say wherever we went. Otherwise, how would you say this? You could just say, but wherever we went. So literally, ahí donde fuimos. Okay, but wherever we went here sounds good. La gente era muy amable. Well, in Turkey, of course. So wherever we went in Turkey, the people were very friendly. Amable, friendly. Wherever we went in Turkey, the people were very friendly. So as you could say people, we're specifying because it's the people in Turkey, okay? But if you just said people, I guess that would work. But really here it's specific, so the people were very friendly, okay? So wherever we went, very useful wherever. Okay, let's have the last one on this section.
Right, okay. Donde quiera que vayas en Asia, todo el mundo sabe que es el Real Madrid.
So, wherever you go in Asia, todo el mundo sabe que es el Real Madrid. Everybody knows, I suppose you would say, what Real Madrid is, que es, what it is. Okay? So, wherever you go in Asia, everybody knows, the person singular, what Real Madrid is. Now, in this case, in all these sentences, wherever is one word, wherever, all together, wherever. Okay? You may remember, when we looked at whoever, we used it together, and then we had expressions when it was who plus ever. Whoever told you that? ¿Quién te pudo haber dicho eso? So I think we have something different coming up in the second part. This is Grammar Points.
That's absolutely right, Dave. So when we looked at whoever, it's true we had one word. Ask whoever you like. Pregunta quien quieras. From the second part, we looked at how to use whoever separately, who plus ever, two separate words to express surprise. As you said, whoever told you that? Whoever brought that bottle of wine? ¿Quién pudo haber traído esa botella de vino? So we have something similar here. Where we use where plus ever, two separate words in this case,
to express surprise again. So the previous examples were all together. Wherever you go in the world, so wherever is one word. So here we're going to look at them, two separate words to express surprise. Okay, so, well, let's just jump straight into it, shall we?
So, yes, let's have a look at wherever as two separate words, where plus ever, to express surprise. Let's just have a look at some examples and see how we get on. You ready, salad listeners? So, again, interact with us here. Do your best to translate these into perfect English. Over to you, Alan.
¿Dónde diablos conseguiste esa corbata amarilla?
Now, you could just say, where, but you express surprise with your tone of voice, okay? But here we can do wherever. Again, you would use your tone of voice, but using wherever, it adds emphasis, okay? So let's have a look. ¿Dónde diablos conseguiste esa corbata amarilla? So wherever did you get that yellow tie? It's not the same as saying, ¿dónde has conseguido? ¿Dónde diablos? Okay, like say, where the hell, but you could say wherever. And again, it's polite to use it in any circumstance. Okay, so wherever did you get that yellow tie? Conseguir, to get. Wherever did you get that yellow tie? It's expressing surprise. Who plus ever, two separate words in this case. Very, very useful. Let's keep going. We have four examples left. Over to you, Alan.
Pero ¿dónde has estado?
Wherever have you been? That's right. Wherever have you been? Okay. Good. So wherever. Pero ¿dónde has estado? Wherever have you been? Very. You could just say, where have you been? But wherever. You're adding emphasis and nuance here. Okay. That's right. So let's have another example. Are you ready? Let's keep going.
¿Dónde diablos puede estar el teléfono?
What do you think, salad listeners? Wherever can the phone be? Wherever can the phone be? That's right, with the verb at the end. Wherever can the phone be? Okay, good. Without a phone these days, you know? Okay, so wherever, very useful to express surprise. Get this into your active English, salad listeners. We have two more here. Let's have the penultimate example.
¿Dónde diablos dejaste el mando de la tele?
Ah, yes. Very common thing to say, or a common thing to look for. So the remote control, we say. That's right, the remote control. The RC, I suppose, remote control. So, wherever did you leave the remote control? Wherever did you leave the remote control? ¿Dónde diablos? Okay. So instead of saying, where the hell? You could say, wherever. It's much more polite, and you can use it, you know, in any situation. So wherever did you leave the remote control? El mando la tele. Well, you could say the TV remote. I suppose you could say the remote control. Good. We have one example left. Okay. So do your best to translate this into perfect English to go out on a high note. Remember, salir por la puerta grande, to go out on a high note. Let's have a look.
¿Pero dónde están las llaves del coche?
What do you think? Wherever are the car keys? Okay. Wherever are the car keys? Okay. So again, you can say, where the hell are the car keys? But more polite. Wherever are the car keys? ¿Dónde diablos? Okay. O ¿dónde están? But you can use it just, you know, with your voice, your tone of voice. Wherever are the car keys? That's right. ¿Pero dónde están las llaves del coche? Wherever are the car keys? Excellent stuff, Alan.
Yes, that's right. So I think getting these, you know, these words ending in ever, or in this case, the two separate words, but getting them into active English, very, very useful indeed. We have one more to look at, whatever, and we'll do that at a later date. So that'll be coming up on another program. So in the meantime, ta-ta for now.
Yes, indeed. So wherever, so you can say vaya donde vayas. That's right.
So wherever I go on holiday, wherever you go in the world, and also wherever did you get that yellow tie, wherever have you been to express surprise? Surprise! This has been Grammar Points. Now then. So, we have a couple of things just to finish off the program today. First of all, let's have a look at our conundrum. Okay, which was... let's just refresh here. So, it was pick blank someone your own size. Pick blank someone your own size. What do you think? The answer is pick on someone your own size. So... to pick on someone is meterse con alguien. That's right, you pick on someone. In this case, you pick on someone your own size. Because very easy, if you're at school, you're one of the bigger kids or the older kids at school, you can pick on the younger kids. That's very easy. So pick on someone your own size. Métete con alguien del mismo tamaño or something like that, you know? De la misma altura. Or whatever. Okay, so pick on someone your own size. A very useful expression in English. Pick on someone your own size. Now then, that was our conundrum for today. Now, don't forget next week. Okay, starting on Monday, the salad will be live every day from 5 to 6 p.m. We have an hour. We can do more interesting things, more fun, informative, interactive radio, even more. So 5 to 6 p.m. every day on Vaughan Radio. Now, of course, you can also listen to iVox eBox, where you can go look up Vaughan Radio, any specific show, look up The Salad, and you've got, you know, all the podcasts of the shows. So if you can't listen to any show live, you can listen to the, you know, the podcasts. And, yeah, we'll see you then. But anyway, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place on The Salad.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan.
Sí, ya está abierta.
Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono,